Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm a spiritual mentor, your host, sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And it's about focusing on the joy, on the personal joy that we can be joy to ourselves and light to the world. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to have this wonderful family, Yedidia family. We'll introduce each one of them individually. We're sitting in the sukkah, which is in English, what's called tabernacles.
Right. Or a hat.
Yeah. Or
temporary
a hat.
Housing.
Right. Yeah. It's to commemorate our time leaving Egypt, and it's interesting that it happens at this month and not in April. That's a whole discussion that maybe we'll get to that. But what's interesting here is that our last in-person meeting was around March,
right. Before
this coronic time started.
Right.
The coronic time, and this is the first meeting in Sukkot. In the time of joy, to be in joy, and to be in joy in Hebrew, besimcha, if we change the word, that's right, and you'll be joy in your holidays. But the word besimcha, in joy, if you change the words, it's thought, machshava. So it is really the way that we look and the way that we think of us and our surroundings and how we project ourselves to the world. So, without further ado, I want to introduce Rabbi Yakira Yedidia, oh, wonderful, ordained Rabbi, this is such a blessing. Aaron, her husband, Olivia is playing the flute, and Lenny. And so.
And we're missing Ella.
Yeah,
she has a lot of work to do, so she didn't come.
And the beautiful here is that Yedidia family is a band, it's not, aside from a family, is a band, and I think if there weren't a family, the band would not exist. It's really the unity and the coming together, and everybody is taking part in this joy, in this party. And we just released the new CD, right?
Yes.
And we're getting any closer here.
October 1st. This is our second CD.
And when you have we have the
first CD as well. So that was the first CD. And we released Vayehi Or, Let There Be Light.
Let it be light.
And especially now more than ever, we need to pray for light. And
amen.
May we have light this year.
And this is what we do. We are beacons of light, each one of us. And when we just focus, let's do our part on focusing on the light, because there are enough people focusing on the darkness.
Right. On spreading light, promoting light.
And this is why we're here. So, welcome. Thank you very much for embracing our sukkah. And
thank you for having us.
Oh, pleasure. So.
So we're gonna sing Adonai Sefatai Tiftach. It's the six words that we say before Tfilat Amidah. It's very powerful. I mean, these six words, Adonai Sefatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. God, open up my lips, and my mouth may speak your praise.
Amen. Unusual. So, Yakira, you're not new to singing. I mean, you're not new to music. Also, Aaron, before you guys. Sorry, they came. They were here first.
Yes.
You know.
So
a little before.
The very first. So your rabbi, your spiritual leader, you have a you perform services, but you come from a world of music. You come how's your upbringing? Was it secular? Was it religious? How did you
It was secular.
Were you born in Israel, right?
Yes, I was born in Israel. It was secular, but it was also Masorti in a way. I liked it traditional. Yeah. My dad grew up in a cheder. He's Yemenite.
Wow,
so he
yeah.
had a very strong foundation with religion. From my mom's side of the family, my grandpa was a cantor. When he came in the 50s, in the early 50s, when he did Aliyah to Israel, there were no synagogues in Israel, in Holon, when he came.
Yeah.
And he and his friend, founded three synagogues.
Oh, wow.
And he was a cantor in one of them.
In Israel?
In Israel.
Oh, wow.
And I used to go to the synagogue when he was, the synagogue that he was a cantor. They're not encouraged to go. I mean, even girls are not reading from the Torah, you know. And when I came to America, I mean, many years ago, and I started teaching at temples, I prepared girls and boys for bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah for many years, and that was new to me. And I remember I called my dad and I told him that I'm teaching girls the Tabei Mikra.
How did he respond?
There was dead silence in the beginning, and then he started laughing. You know, he was shocked. He was shocked, and he was like, okay, you know. But that opened my perception, and it showed me that there are other ways of participating in Judaism and practicing Judaism. And I, you know, like conservative Judaism,
yeah.
it's like women and men sit together, families sit together and pray, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I mean, this is what we...
But you know what they would say, what the Orthodox rabbinical would say, as I also grew up in a Moroccan family, and,
right.
You know, there is the story that is ingrained
right.
in our head of how things need to be, the stories,
right.
and really, and you know, in the Zohar, and it's encouraging us, and the scriptures encouraging us to think outside of the box, actually.
Right.
It does encourage
right.
us. But they would say that, well, you know, when you have a foundation for the house, you can't just change the foundation as it's comfortable. Do you think that conservatism, Judaism, or reform is really just changing the rules just so it's comfortable?
I mean, there is a difference between conservatives and reform. Reform make a lot of changes, and I was involved with both, like streams. Like with conservatives, I taught for many years, and with reform movement. And I think Israelis are more conservative Jews without a temple, without a synagogue. I mean, the women at least, you know, very traditional. Following a lot of the holidays and the mitzvot and doing many, many things. So I don't see too many changes in the conservative movement. I mean, they're very close to the way I grew up, you know. I just like the fact that women can together sit down and girls are encouraged to participate as a family in a congregation and
yeah.
and pray and not to have like this... You know, balcony, milpeset, where the women are, you know, sitting by themselves, are not allowed to participate or read from the Torah.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it's equality. It's
more, yeah, I totally agree with you. So I think it's more than equality.
Right.
I mean, really, everything starts from the feminine.
Right.
Right? So everything...
Right.
I mean, what gives birth to everything?
Right, right.
The feminine. Even the masculine has to be born somehow.
Right.
So there is a, you know, and in Judaism and in the Kabbalah, really, the feminine, the woman has an extra bina.
Right.
Has an extra understanding.
Right.
A wider gamut. Like, you want to do something, right? And you think, hey, this is a great business. I'm going to do this. And then your wife tells you, yeah, but did you think about this?
Exactly.
Did you think about this? So...
And I think that's one of the reasons they say why the girls, women, doesn't need to... do bat mitzvah to read from the Torah, because they are being born with the Torah within them,
yeah.
with
right.
that wisdom, with that bina, you know, so they don't need to do what us need to do. And between us, they're right.
So right, so
yeah, that's I mean, yeah.
Women have extra bina. They're born with this understanding, this greater understanding, and it is.
But it's also the fact that women cannot be bound to mitzvot that have like time obligation. Like you can't like wake up in the morning. You have to take care of the kids. You have to. I mean, they have.
That's right.
It makes sense in a way if you think about
Absolutely.
It. It's not like I'm not. A feminist, I mean, I think a mom at home, you know, it's very important. You can have your career and everything, but I mean, it is challenging and difficult to do everything, you know, to be a career woman and also to raise a family. But I think today there are ways and it's possible to do.
I have the choice to be happy with many reasons to be sad. And when I look at the sky is happy and the world goes round and round. I know I have the choice to be happy. The sky while the ocean in its fullness roars. Yismechu ha-shamayim ve-tageh ha-aretz. Yismechu ha-shamayim ve-tageh ha-aretz.
Oh,
השמיים ותגה הארץ.
Many women that call themselves feminists say, no, we're not, we want to have, we are equal, and right. We don't want to do this kind of work, because they see that a traditional, let's put it this way, housework is diminishing the woman's power. And I think on the contrary, what right. is Akeret HaBayit, is Ikar.
Ikar HaBayit, it's the main, it's the essence.
It's the essence of
right.
the house.
Right.
And before that, I mean, think about it. If a human, a person, an entity that gives birth, you know, this is like the most complicated, you know, idea in nature, in creation, to give birth. She's doing the job of what God is doing, you know, give
right.
birth to whatever.
That's right.
Same thing in nature, you know, to be an entity that is capable of doing that, you must be way more advanced than all the other
Absolutely.
Creatures, entities, whatever you want to call them, in nature, in life.
And I think it is really the fear that of the patriarchy
yes.
that dominated for thousands of years, and now we are
right.
experiencing this shift, this
right.
wonderful
yeah.
shift
right.
we're experiencing. So Yakira, you also were in the Israeli singing band, right?
Right, Lakat Zvait.
In the army in Israel, there is, and I don't know if the States there is, but there is a singing band, army singing band. So if for some reason you are not able to hold a gun or fight,
right?
There are, for the talented ones, there is a singing groups that from there came out really profound musicians.
Oh yeah,
right.
And so how was the So now, how did you guys meet? How did you... I mean...
You want to share?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because it's connected to the army band. I had a friend that moved to LA. I didn't know that she was here. And I got a scholarship to study at Lee Strasberg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I came to class and she was there. Like, it was like an accent reduction class that all the foreigners had to take, right?
Yeah.
It was insulting a little bit, but what, do I have an accent? But we had to take it, and she was there. And I can't, what are you doing here? And she was playing in a band with Aaron.
She was a singer.
She was
I played with Pini Cohen.
She was a singer with my band
Pini
in Israel.
For
and
many, many years. He is, by the way, Izar Cohen's.
Izar Cohen's
brother.
Yeah,
brother.
Another very prolific, famous, profound musician. Prolific
in Israel,
musician.
We call him the Israeli Jackson family, right?
Yes.
It's
yes.
Hofni,
yes.
And
it's
Zaldina and
yes.
everybody.
Yes.
So I played with Pini for many, many years. A very good... friend.
Isn't he? He's here.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's in LA.
Yeah,
he's been in LA
accordion, yeah.
since the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. I've met him a few times. Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. And she
was
the lead singer. I was the drummer.
Yeah.
And
she had a party and she said, you have to come. And we met there.
We met there.
Oh,
yeah,
this
for
is
the
amazing.
First time. Yeah.
yeah.
This is amazing. And since then, it's history.
Yeah.
So, you knew that you guys are going to make music together?
I mean, for me, I always... I mean, for me, songwriting is... How should I say? It's healing. I have to do it. I mean, it's a part of my... I don't
it
think.
Is.
It's like, you know... So it's something that I always did since I was like a teenager, writing songs. And when I met Aaron, he's also
yeah.
a composer. He also, you know... and when we came together, we started working in the studio. That was
yeah.
a part of the, you know...
I mean, I noticed immediately that Yakira has great talent. You know, I had my studio. I was doing a lot of projects, you know, TV stuff. And I noticed that she was back then, because she was pretty new here, you know, just like a year.
No, 2 years. I was here already
yeah,
2 years.
And she was singing, still writing and singing in Hebrew. You know, like, you know, you're here in America, give it a shot, you know, try something new. I mean, you were singing, I mean, obviously when you grew up, you were singing a lot in English,
yeah.
you know, growing up on stuff from America, from England.
I don't know about
and she
you.
Started to do stuff in English, and boom, you know, from the first song, it was right there.
So we did many, many projects. We did like, I think so far, like 25 projects that we released.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you were also
Different
in the Shalom
CDs
Band.
And DVD.
Shalom Band in,
yeah.
in the 90s?
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, before I came here, I was the lead singer in Shalom Band. It was with Gavri Levy.
Yeah.
And it was like a band, it's like Hora dance, like a Hora group, you know, with singers.
Hora is an Israeli dance. Someone like a line dancing, but it's the Israeli circular dancing.
Right, so that was a very well-known band in the 90s, and they used to travel, performing in front of, how do you call it, like for elderly Jewish retirement, like Jewish...
Jewish homes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Jewish communities all over the United States. And so that was quite an experience. That was the first time I came to America.
Adonai, malach, geut, lavesh. Adonai, malach, meolah, ata, nasu, neharot. Adonai, the rivers rise up.
I was always involved with performing to Jewish communities. From Israel, I was sent to Russia.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had like an experience of Anna Karenina. We were like, during the night, we were like traveling in trains and sleeping in trains and coming to different communities and performing. Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, with Roni Somek, the poet, and another guitar player that we were traveling in Russia. So yeah, but I feel like when I came to America, I rediscovered Judaism. So that was for me, starting teaching at temples and...
So you found that you were closer, you're getting closer to your roots when you're here, away from Israel.
Yes, and there was like... I think today there are many Israelis here, but I think like 20, 23 years ago, there were not so many.
Yeah.
And I started teaching, it was different.
So it's like the meaning, Rabbi Sacks, right? He says, the meaning of a system always lies outside of the system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's really like that.
Yeah.
Me as well, leaving Israel, finding the meaning really outside of it,
right,
because we're not
right
in it. And it's
right,
there is this connection, this divine connection that is greater
right
here.
Yeah.
And coming back to spirituality and the roots and Judaism and Kabbalah and all.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a journey since day one, through everything, through Zen and Kabbalah and Hindu and Tao.
Yeah.
And Judaism and you name it. You know.
So you've experienced you've tasted many dishes.
Yes.
Many dishes.
Both of you or you more, or how is that?
Been in Israel, it was all part of a journey,
a spiritual journey,
spiritual,
not a religious
journey.
One.
Yeah, for sure.
To seek for the truth, seek for what's really going on, So when you do that, you go through everything. So like you said, many dishes.
Every religion promises the truth, right? And you have to taste it, and then you see if it works for
you. But
you
also have to look at history. Let's face it. I mean, there are historical facts. So you need to look at some history before...
I mean, history, it's also a tricky thing. His story. So, I mean, how do you know if the history is...
Well, I'm looking at history not from a religious perspective.
No, me too.
When it's in the middle of your journey, it's an individual kind of thing.
That's
it
true.
Depends what moment in your life, in your evolution, in your personal evolution, you find yourself, seeking for something and you find it somewhere in that very moment, and then you go with it, and then this opened another door, and I totally agree with you that this journey had to open up to completely different level of realizations here in America when you leave your comfort
zone, yeah.
Ima and Abba and the family and everything, and all of a sudden you have so much space, so much room, so much time, so much energy, so much passion, and you find it all over around you. If it was, remember the Bodhi tree?
Yeah.
Store, I used to live there.
Oh.
I used to spend hours, and then when we met, we used to go there every day, maybe. Other people going to restaurants and to movies, we used to go to the Bodhi tree and open books and just, forget about time, forget about everything. Just,
well, this is,
when we live there.
Well, to the eternal question of what's the meaning of life,
mm-hmm.
right? It's really to make meaning. And this is exactly what you're talking about. It's, so if somebody can go through Christianity, which was not invented by Jesus, right?
Right.
But everybody, if you go through... I was in a group that is like a Jews for Jesus for about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So, well, now
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you know, too.
Yeah, okay. Now, yeah. I didn't go that far. I mean, I didn't... we experimented with Buddhism and different...
Yeah.
But
mostly
not, yeah.
like Eastern stuff.
Eastern
Tao, a lot of Zen. But I went to a few times, friends of mine, Christian friends, in my journey, I wanted to experience Sunday in a Christian church.
Yeah.
Catholic and others. And it was amazing. It was an amazing African American,
experience,
with all the
yeah.
gospel and everything. You feel, I mean, no matter where you go, your soul is lifted up,
right.
Your energy
That's
is, because
right.
it's all about love. It's all about being together. It's all about really what life is all about. So you can.
What are you talking? What is all about? What are you talking about?
No matter where you're coming from,
it's really what we make of it.
When you go to a place,
when
you feel like your spirit is lifted, when you come to a place where it's positive, you mm-hmm. feel like you're growing as a person.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. I want to make this distinction.
Right.
It's not
right.
about a religion. Or
but it's not something, about, it's not, yeah. yeah. I feel like a religion is a tool. You know, it's a tool for you to take yourself to higher levels of consciousness, to being closer to the Creator. You mm-hmm. can, I mean, there are many names. Everybody calls the Habore, Hashem, I mean, Hashem, the Adonai. I mean, there are many names. The Creator, right?
Yes.
I mean, I believe in creation. I don't believe in the Big Bang, you know.
Obviously, well, I mean,
you know?
The Big Bang
but
is...
But some rabbis do, which I find interesting, you
well,
know.
You think about this. I mean, the Big Bang, really, everything started from a circle, from a dot of light.
Right.
Know? So that was the oomph of like consciousness spreading in from through that little dot. That's why circle has been all the time the symbol of wholeness.
Right.
Because this is the dot of light was a circle. Everything started from a circle, from a...
Right.
But what was before the circle?
Another existence.
Right. Right. Well,
that's why also in the Kabbalah, you know, we say that there are 6,000 years in Judaism, right?
Right.
What is, you know, the way that I look at that is the 6,000 years is equivalent to the 6 days of the week. The man was created on the sixth day, and that's when
right.
time started. And now we're in 5781.
Right.
Which is like almost before the Shabbat.
Right.
In essence, to the 6,000, which is almost towards the end of this cycle.
Right.
Or the stretch at the end of the
right.
cycle.
Right.
It doesn't mean that stuff didn't exist before, or
right.
the Mutacharim and other worlds.
Right.
But it's fascinating. It's
yeah. very deep.
It's very deep.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
You know, Olivia. Oh, you're here.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. They used to. I mean, they growing up on different kind of truth. Let's
yes.
put it this way. That's much deeper and much you know closer.
Thank you for being here, both of you, Olivia and Lenny. Olivia, you're playing the flute. How long have you been playing the... First of all, how is it... I mean, we can say, you can say it here so they don't hear. But how is it to be with a family playing?
Do you like it? Good.
God, where do you sleep tonight?
Yeah. No. I mean, you can't force music, you know?
Of course not.
For example, Ella didn't want to come today, so it's fine. You know, it's not like anybody's forced. I asked them, do you want to come? Yes!
Oh,
so,
that's great.
You know? Yeah. So they were happy to come.
So how long have you been playing the flute?
When did you
about
start?
A year
ago?
Last summer?
Yes.
So when I met you March,
she was
playing for
just
a few months
already.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's wonderful. We had another recording that didn't happen, but...
Yeah.
So, and what drew you to the flute? Here, I can talk to you here.
You have a good story.
You have a good story.
You have a wonderful story.
It's not just a random
story.
You know, decision that she made. It was something from a book, right?
Yeah. So tell me.
I would love to hear your story. This mic's capture your essence.
There was a book and a girl in it played the flute, and I also wanted to.
What book was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Was it in English? In Hebrew? English. Do you like reading books? Do you like reading books? Yeah. What kind of books do you like?
What's your favorite book? You just bought you one, right?
One day she came and she said, I read that there is a girl in a book that she plays the flute and I want to play the flute.
What
I said,
story?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know? So this shows you, I mean, how books can open your mind and take
yeah.
you to a different world and influence your daily experience.
Absolutely.
Even, you know, this is just amazing.
Way better than movies, because movies just lock your imagination.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And same day with her,
with
Lenny,
with the violin.
The next day we went to St. Mash when we got them a flute and a violin. They started to play.
You know, this
they
is so great. It's so great that you have parents that are supporting your music. I had to pull teeth.
Yeah.
To get something, to get a guitar that was, I mean, eventually my parents got me and stuff like that, but I did everything myself. There was no family.
Yeah.
Nobody was a musician.
Right.
Really. And so this
And
is
some families are not, are not embracing music, and you know, they think you should get a real job.
I'm happy to say not in my case. In my case,
I mean, even though I want them to get real jobs, you know, we talked about it before.
Like a rabbi.
They have
well,
good,
but
inspiration.
I think everybody should have at least as a child. I mean, I don't expect them to be professional musicians. It's not, I mean, they can choose whatever they want, but I mean, I think every child should be exposed to arts and music, and I mean it lets your heart sing for real. I mean, it opens you in ways that kids that are not experienced that, I mean, it's a shame. It limits, it closes, you know. Mm-hmm. And we want to expand, we want to give, you know, freedom to the soul, and I think music does it.
That's right. I must say that, you know, music, being a musician all my life, opens so many spiritual doors, because I mean you are, it's like you exist most of the time on a very high level of like a spiritual, you know.
Above the ground.
Yes.
A little bit.
So
just
open.
You're
levitating.
A little bit.
It's
right.
Like levitating,
yes,
a little
yes.
bit.
So if you're lucky and it comes your way and you are awake to it, you will go. And you go to great places. Some people go to the opposite, but at least you have the options, the potential to go to amazing places, you know, and to discover.
Wow.
You know,
this is amazing.
And this happiness lies in that realm. It's
That's
not
right.
in the material world.
Absolutely.
It's not in buying more stuff or acquiring
Absolutely.
More
yeah.
things. Or,
yeah.
You know, Ezehu Ashir, not Ezehu, I forgot the
Ezehu Ashir,
Asameach Bechelko, but there is another one that I forgot. You are the happiest when you're happy with what you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. The more you want, the more miserable you become.
Yeah.
You know? It's the truth. The less you want to acquire. You have this calmness and you have this, you know, peace in your heart.
This fulfillment.
And you see it a lot with our artists, you know, that all they need is to do their thing. They don't need a lot of material.
Right.
They just and it's a process of go within, and we know that everything comes from within.
That's right.
Outside,
that's right.
You know, nothing can come from
that's
outside
right.
in. So it gives you a potential. It doesn't say that you're a musician, so you're going to be Buddha one day. No, you still need to work.
That's right.
Well, it's a daily work, but I think also the Corona, in a way, it's a there are some blessings in disguise.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
People cannot keep going like to stores and, you know, and to travel to places. I mean, you have to deal with you.
For the first time, I think, you're forced.
I mean, that it's not an option. For us, it was always an option, and we always chose to you know, we never...
But for most people, yeah, you know,
for
they
most
work,
people, I mean, they
you know?
They live outside, even their spiritual life, that it, you know, and this kind of like, it's a gift.
It brings you in. Absolutely. You know, the before the coronic time, has been everybody. It's like almost like we practiced it as a global.
Right.
Everybody was in their phone, was in their iPad. Leave me alone.
Right.
I'm in my world.
Right.
I'm in this. So you asked for it. You got it.
Right.
Now what it appears to be is that we recognize. I know that I recognize even more. I can see it in you. But people
right.
recognize the importance and the essence of really what is our power and our
right.
power and our livelihood is the connection.
Right.
Is the coming together. Look at the trees. They're only like maybe 6 feet deep, the roots.
Right, right.
But their width and
right.
going spreading and tying one to the other, each root, each tree that combined that is entangled with the other tree's roots, that's really what makes them strong.
Right, right.
You know, so absolutely, this is bringing us together.
Yeah, we had
I
a great
see
chance.
This to me as a blessing. This
right.
has been a
Humanity
blessing.
Humanity has, for the first time maybe ever, a great chance to become sovereign again.
Right.
To go back to where we, you know, to our roots, which are way, way, way deeper than go to Target and shop and shop and shop.
Exactly.
And to the malls and everything. The fact that the malls are closed is actually a great chance for us, you
it's
know,
wonderful.
To
it's a wonderful
spend
thing.
Times within them, and with the family. It's amazing because a lot of people in this era, the Corona era, in the last 6 months, some of them are missing what was before, but not a lot. You see that a lot of people are kind of like feeling, hey, It feels good. It feels familiar. Something is, you know, I'm not going to work. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing all the stuff that I loved doing. Not really.
So yeah, so coming together, this Aaronic time really is teaching a lot, and it's interesting. It falls exactly in these holidays in Rosh Hashanah, where
it started in Passover.
It started in Passover, but yeah. You know, this whole time, really this energetic time, Rosh Hashanah, to look into ourselves and to look into our actions, and then Sukkot to be in joy and really to find the essence of things. This has just been a blessing.
Blessing, but challenging for kids.
Oh, for kids and for parents.
For parents as well, you know? But I think for kids, it's even more.
And it's just the beginning. So many layers to peel.
Well, Lenny, how do you like the, or how are you with the corona?
I'm missing my friends and going to dance class and going to Hebrew school because I like it more when I can actually play with my friends rather than seeing them on Zoom.
Because you can't touch anybody, you can't be near anybody, right? Yeah. You can't feel their presence, you can't...
It became a 2D experience.
But let me ask you, Lenny, before the corona, you maybe, Olivia, before the corona, did you like more gadgets and like being games or iPad or phone or stuff like that? Were you like this before the corona started? Or were you always usually connected? You're always like that?
But they're still like that. They're not too much. They're not into video games or anything.
And seeing you guys and knowing you guys,
yeah.
I know that they probably didn't have much of out and games and only out and
no,
stuff
but
like
they
that.
Had a lot of activities. They used to do lots of musical theater and
dancing
and singing classes but in groups with groups of kids.
So it was more a lot of friends. So it was they weren't practicing isolation with iPads and phones. They were together.
No, they have a very nice balance between actually they miss more and they like more than being together with their other friends. You know, they've been doing like 3, 4, 5 shows every year, working like 2, 3 months before each show. And it was dancing, it was singing, it was acting, it was, you know,
non-stop,
all year long,
12 months a year.
For seven years straight. That's so amazing. All of a sudden,
every
like
day
a
in the afternoon, they used to take classes and different activities.
And then they had like 3 days a week Hebrew school in 2 different temples. More friends over there. And
are we going to sing another song?
Yes. Sure. So I was just thinking about this. I was waiting for him to finish his sentence.
Yes. Yeah.
But she can interrupt you.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to hear another song. Let There Be Light. And if you understand Hebrew, in America, we are in America. The Israeli magazine, wonderful article, Let There Be Light, talking about family, talking about the music, about the new CD. And
I'd like to thank Eyal Shemesh for supporting us and Ayala that wrote the article. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ayala Oel.
Yes.
Okay, for writing the article and Eyal Shemesh.
Yes.
Wonderful. So what are we going to hear? What are you going to play?
Let There Be Light.
Let There Be Light.
Vayehi Or, the title of our CD.
Wonderful.
The beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless, dark and empty, till God said, let there be. Let there be light, 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 let there be
Wow, thank you very much. Wonderful.
Thank you.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונך
Sukkah, thank you so much. This is such a wonderful experience.
So we're looking forward to coming back together as a community.
Amen.
Zoom has been good to us. We do many, many Zoom sessions, and we're going to soon have in Texas, actually, Simchat Torah that we're doing in Zoom with a temple, a wonderful temple in Texas. We're doing different events on Zoom, but we miss the connection with the people, and I pray and I hope that this whole thing was only a good reminder, and it's not going to last for longer than and we can resume some of the activities that we enjoyed, and
well, hopefully it's not going to be as it was, just going to ascend.
It's not going to be as it was for sure. Everybody is different now, and we've been I think this experience changed everything and everybody,
Absolutely.
So it's not about going back, but it's about becoming better, but coming together and not being afraid, and hopefully refuah shlema to all the sick people, and that everybody will heal, and may we all have a healthy year.
Amen.
And full of joy.
Amen.
And full of light.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen. And it's really about practicing saying it, intentioning it, and saying it, so we can say it, so we can hear the words, because the words, really the power of the divine in the words, the divine energy in the words, so we say that. So
say light as many times as you can during
light.
The day. Light. And even if you don't feel it, smile and say light. It will make you, even fake it till you make it, right?
Right.
I mean, just do it and it's going to happen. It's going to change
happen.
Your day.
It's going to happen. You know, and one of the most practical things that you can do, as we talked about earlier, is really to remember what you have.
Right. You need to count. I mean, it's actually forcing yourself to count your blessings.
Amen.
Adonai, malach, malach, geut, geut, lavesh. Adonai, malach, malach, meolam, atah, נשאו, נשאו, נהרות, נהרות, אדוני, 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 the rivers, rise up, rise up, אדוני, מקולות מים רבים, אדירים, משברי במרום אדוני
love Adonai Adonai Malach Malach Me'olam Me'olam Ata Ata Nasu Nasu Neharo Neharo Adonai 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 The river The river Rise up Rise up Adonai Mikolo
you have, it's going to heal you. That's what's going to make you strong, sticking to the light and you know, joining the light force and not the, you know, fear and lacking and brings you down and you become ill. It becomes you become weak, you know.
And it affects the body. It affects the physical body. We're
of
talking
course.
About the when people are not happy with what they have. It's really the soul and the nefesh, the soul and the
right.
body. The soul is yearning for this connection, and we many times we think we're tricking the soul by buying another car,
right.
but the soul recognizes that you tricked me. So now the need is greater because the same thing won't satisfy the spiritual connection. So you need more and more, and that's where the more and more comes
and
from.
You become a consumer.
You can change your thought. Thinking thought. It's the most powerful. It mm-hmm. can be your enemy, and it can be your ally.
Yeah.
You know exactly.
Yeah.
Your thought. You control your thought. You can think bad thoughts, or you can think good thoughts. It's going to influence for sure the way you are and the way you feel.
We have to have another discussion about that.
Yeah, I mean, today more than ever, we need to think good thoughts. Because it's going to make our bodies stronger, and we can fight anything that will come our way. You know?
That's right. Because when we are focusing on the need, on what is missing,
right?
Then we are also attracting because we're a magnet, so we attract
right.
the same.
Right.
We attract like yeah. we attract the same thing. So we're
right.
in this
right.
despair or in need. Oh, I need this. Or why is this doing? Then it gets more. But when we're focusing on and we practice, it's a muscle.
Right.
Practice.
Right.
When we focus on positive. Positive outcomes, positive
right.
places where we want to be, fake it till you make it, where I want to be there, that's where I want to be. Let's think in that fashion. How would I feel when I'm there? Let's
you can start even by just saying, I feel good.
Exactly.
Even if you don't feel good, say, I feel good, you know?
Exactly.
And it's going to change.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to, you know, it's your thought.
Absolutely.
And if you have a bad thought, replace it.
Absolutely.
Once you're aware of it, say, I'm not going to go there. Replace it. Even if you're in pain, say, I feel good, you know? And it's a reverse psychology. It's gonna help bring you to the place you want to be. You know, you want to be a happy
Amen.
Place.
A happy Amen. Place. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. It's been such a blessing. Wonderful opening of really kind of doing a program here with live people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak, literally. I'm Ilan Azulay. Thank you so much for being here, and have a wonderful experience.